Radio on V98.3.
Back with Rams Overtime on WVIMBath.com, part of Rams Radio. And the LCAA Division I is a jungle. No doubt about that. You've got Lions, Red Raiders, Wild Mustangs, Owaka Knights, Bulldogs, Eagles. Coach, let's talk about the LCAA Division I. It was a new look Division I. There was seven teams in D1 this year. Normally, there's only five. It's Wellsville, Waco, Dansville, Hornell, and Livonia. This year, Letchworth Warsaw was in the D1, and Leroy moved up from Division 2. So all of your regular season games were league games. Now, you've won 13 straight LCAA Division 1 games dating back to your last league game of the 13 season. Your thoughts on the new look Division I and having all league games, and going forward, what you think may happen or you would like to see happen with the LCAA Division I?
You know, it was interesting. You know, in some years you only had to win like five games, you know, and this year you had to win seven. So it is a little harder to win the league now. But, you know, it's some of these teams that, you know, are some of the smaller schools that have merged. I'm not 100% sure if they're going to be merged again next year, or, you know, I did hear some other people talk about maybe merging, so it is going to be a little different next year. I'm not sure what the shakeup is of Division I, and I don't think anybody is right now, because they always got to wait for the beds numbers to come out. So the top seven teams of the highest beds numbers enrollment will be in Division I.
I know the New York State Class C West semi-loss is probably still fresh for you, Coach, but 10 years from now, let's say, in 2025, what'll be the one thing you'll take away, you'll remember the most from this season and this year's ball club?
The one thing that, you know, was a goal of mine, and it came true, and it was a dream come true, that I was able to give all the coaches, like Coach Dominic, Coach Rice, Coach Altimos, Coach Walden, I'm missing some coaches, but, you know, Coach Birch, you know, Coach Nowhere, all these guys that have kids in our program, you know, I was able to give them the same experience that I got out of football with my boys, which was, you know, my fondest memories, winning a sectional title with your boys, coaching your boys. So I'm very proud of that, and it really, you know, nobody can ever put a price on that. So I was really happy and tickled to death that I could give that to those coaches, because that, you know, they work real hard, and they, you know, see their faces after the championships. That was, it made it all worth it.
Every year in Rams Overtime, I ask you if you'll be back for another season. You always talk about the health of the program. If the program is not healthy, if it's not winning, if it's not going in the right direction, you say that, you know, maybe somebody new should step in. When you took this program over in 1992, the football program had zero sectional championships. There was no state playoffs at that point. Since you took over, Coach, in 1992, you've won six sectional championships at Bath-Haberling, seven overall as a coach. This is where the Bath program stands now after 24 seasons under you. Sectional championships in Section 5. Leroy has the most with 15. Kel Mum is number 2, tied with Clyde Savannah with 14. In 4th place, Aquinas with 13. 5th place is Hornell with 12. Fairport is 6th with 11 championships. Canandaigua is in 7th place with 8. And then tied for 8th with 6 program titles, Notre Dame, Avon, and Bath. When it comes to Far West regional crowns, Aquinas is number 1 with 9. Kel Mum is number 2 with 8. Tied for 3rd is Hornell and Leroy with 6. Then tied for 5th with 4 is Webster Schroeder, and Bath. Webster 1-2 on its own, and then when it merged with Schroeder, 1-2 more. When it comes to head coaches and most sectional championships, Brian Moran, number 1 with 14. Gene Mastin, number 2 with 11. Tied for 3rd is Ron Vitticor and Mike Monticelli with 10. 5th is Chris Battaglia at Aquinas with 9. then tied at sixth with 7 sectional championships is Mike Foster, Don Santini, and yourself, Coach. You've really put this program on the map. You've made this program a top 10, top 15 program in all of Section 5. There's 68 football programs right now. Used to be more, with some schools not having football programs anymore. When I tell that to you, Coach, your thoughts, big picture, on this program and where it stands now after 24 years of you at the helm?
You know, I'm really, you know, when you, I didn't really know those stats, but it really is, it's something to be proud of for the kids and all the kids that have come through here and all the kids that paid the price and worked and, you know, won championships here. So we've had a lot of success and, you know, and we have a great staff and, you know, that staff keeps me going, so I'm really proud of that football staff.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll ask head coach Wayne Garrell, will he be back for his 30th season as a varsity head football coach and 25th at Bath Haverling? It's Rams Overtime on WVIMBath.com.